An astronaut from the early days of NASA has died, Dick Gordon. He was 88. Gordon flew in space twice. Once he orbited the moon, but he lost out on a chance to walk on the lunar surface later in his career. NPR's Russell Lewis has this remembrance.
When Dick Gordon was a child, words such as astronaut or cosmonaut didn't exist. Leaving the Earth wasn't something he ever dreamed about. At one point, he thought he'd become a priest or a baseball player. And it wasn't until he entered Navy flight school that he first touched an airplane. But he knew right then, flying high and going fast were his life's calling.
Once I found out what that airplane could do for me, or I could do for it, it was love at first sight.
Gordon's first flight to space was aboard Gemini 11 in 1966. It was a demanding three-day mission. He and Commander Pete Conrad had a whole series of important tasks to perfect as NASA continued its march to the moon for the upcoming Apollo program. Gordon had two spacewalks, and NASA still hadn't mastered them. He ran into problems from the start. Gordon labored outside the capsule, breathing heavily and sweating profusely. Here he is talking to Conrad.
How you doing? Tired, Pete. All right, just rest. Okay, you got plenty of time. Only been out 9 minutes.
Gordon's visor fogged up, and he struggled in the weightlessness against the tether. There were no handholds or places to pin his feet, and he kept floating away from the spacecraft. As he told NPR in a 2016 interview, it was frustrating.
I equate the experience I had with trying to tie your shoelaces with one hand. It's an impossible task, and we learned from that. I think we learn more from our failures or mistakes than we do with anything else.
This is why NASA made it to the moon, overcoming and learning from obstacles like this one in earlier flights to make later ones successful. Gordon flew again on Apollo 12, the second lunar landing mission in 1969. He was the command module pilot and stayed behind, circling the moon as Pete Conrad and Alan Bean walked on the surface. For 42 hours, he was by himself and loving it. When he wasn't busy conducting experiments and taking pictures, he enjoyed the solitude and the moments to reflect, especially as he looked back at our planet.
Make you think about the fragility of our Earth and the things that we do to it to make you realize how fragile it is.
Gordon was in line to command a later lunar mission, perhaps Apollo 18, but that flight was canceled. He was disappointed he never got to walk on the moon, but proud of his NASA tenure. After he left the space agency, he became a vice president of the New Orleans Saints football team and later worked for several oil and gas companies. Russell Lewis, NPR News.